B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Loren, tell us about your friend.
I mean, you know my friends, but especially my friends in Florida. They give us, like, things to talk about all the time because they put me in these awful situations. And my girlfriend called me and told me that she wanted to go on a date with one of our mutual friends' ex-boyfriends.
And did she reach out to the mutual friend to ask if it was okay?
No, not yet.
Did you tell her to at least do that?
Well, I tried to wave her off altogether.
You don't think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's like the epitome of girl code. And I mean, there's just a couple things that like essentially come to my mind. Like, A, there's a chance that you'll lose a friend. B, there's a reason that she broke up with him in the first place. So you probably need to take that into consideration.
Yeah. And try to figure out, I mean, because now would this be different if the other friend cheated on him and then he actually did nothing wrong? Would that then be a different situation?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's like he's off. Like, he's uncharted territory. Like, she's already been with him. Like, you need to find someone else. Now, Fort Lauderdale, to their defense, is like, it sounds like a big city, but it's a really small town. Like, everybody knows everyone.
What about the fact, and we're going to jump on these phone calls here in a second, what about the fact that maybe she was with the wrong guy and he was with the wrong girl and your friend and him might be a good match? So you're going to let girl code get in the way of a potential match in this day and age of dating where nobody can find the right person? We're going to let that come
between. Okay, but what are the odds that they're the right person for each other? Or they're just looking for a hookup?
Well, they knew each other, obviously, if they're mutual friends.
What about the whole, when you date someone, you date their friends?
And now
the whole friend group hates this guy.
And now I'm going to have to pick sides because she's going to be mad at her. And I'm not going to be able to, like, I'm going to have to pick a side.
You know, at least you don't live in Florida.
All right, let's talk with Jennifer in Lincolnton. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi. So tell us what happened with your friend.
So, I actually did not date my friend's ex. One of my friends dated my ex.
How did you feel about it?
I was actually really happy for them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, but it is a little different. We became friends through my ex. And my ex and I only dated because everyone told us we should. And so we dated for like a month. We were never in love. And at the end of that month, it was the easiest breakup ever. We were just like, yeah, we're not romantic and it's fine. And they're still together and they've been together for like 4 years or something.
Okay, so you guys only dated a month though, and it was like a very mutual split. Like this wasn't A, a mutual split, and B, they were together for like a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, we were only together for like a month, and it was literally the easiest split ever. We were in college, and he was like, do you want to wait until after exams so you won't be stressed out? And I was like, no, it's fine.
Hey, at least he asked. Thanks, Jennifer.
All right, this is Avery in Charlotte.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing really well. I tell me, you're currently dating your best friend's ex. How is that going on? I mean, what's the ramifications?
It sounds terrible on paper. And I actually met my boyfriend while he was beginning to date my best friend. And both of our friendships grew, you know, separately. And they broke up. And years down the road, I moved back to Charlotte and reconnected with my friend, who is now my boyfriend. And I was so terrified to tell my best friend. I mean, she's like a sister to me, but she actually wished me all the best, and I asked her for the permission to go on dates with him. And, I mean, she's been my number one supporter through this whole relationship. It worked out really well. I couldn't imagine the amount of support that she was giving, and she wasn't offended by me starting to date this. My boyfriend, he actually had reached out to me and started pursuing me first, so I'm a huge proponent of the girl code, and it seems like you have to have the right situation
to pursue something like that.
And at least ask your friend's permission.
I wish my friends were this mature, because this isn't how this is going to go down. The one friend is going to say, oh, yeah, it's fine. And then it's going to start World War III down there.
Because
she's trying to be the big person, but she's going, like, we're all, I mean.
Then maybe she should say no. I'm not okay with that if she's not okay with it. Like, Avery, if she said, if your friend said no to you, I'm not okay with it, would you continue to pursue or let him pursue you?
No, and initially, she said, it's okay, and I still, you know, pushed off, and it wasn't until she really told me that she had I had her full permission that I really started pursuing it seriously. Wow.
So, but now what am I supposed to do? Go to the third-party friend and be like, hey, this person wants to date your ex, and get in the middle of it? I want you to tell her the truth?
I mean, don't you all talk? I mean, when you're talking, just say, like, hey, you need to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, but I don't want to get in the middle of that whole thing. What if I wait until it surfaces, and then I'm like, are you really okay with it? I just don't want to be the pot stirrer. I hate being a pot stirrer.
Since when are you not into conflict?
I mean, you're the first one to literally knock down the door off of its hinges.
Oh, I know. But I'm...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Very, like, a nurturing in my friend group. Like, I don't want any drama in the group.
Hey, Avery, how long were they broke up before? Like, how many months did they end it that you guys started it?
Oh, it was 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. Okay.
Yeah, they dated in college for about 6 to 8 months, and then it was, you know, four years down the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did just see a text message, though, that said, I dated a friend's ex, and we're married for 12 years now. So that's inspiring.
We're going to jump onto a quick break here. We're going to come back in less than 5 minutes and talk to Kendra in Indian Trail. She says that there's a specific answer because she's been through this. So she'll tell you, Loren, and the rest of us in five.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, Loren has a friend who wants to date another friend's ex.
Yes.
That's total girl code violation.
That's what I say. I really don't want to get involved, but I'm concerned for her.
Well, we just heard from someone who said that she's dating her friend's ex and things are working out all okay. All you have to do is just ask for permission.
I know, but I'm so afraid that this is going to be I don't care, you can date him, and then everyone blows up.
Well, we have Kendra and Indian Trail with the ultimate answer, the ruling on this. Kendra, what do you think?
I agree with Lauren. It's definitely breaking girl code. I recently went through this not too long ago, and the guy had been in my life off and on for like 15 years. And one of my best friends, she asked if it was okay, told her no. She said she wouldn't see him anymore, but she went behind my back and lied and still went and saw him. And now we're no longer friends. Why do you want sloppy seconds, or why do you want to remember your best friend moved furniture with that person before? Weird.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? And I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I'm married,
Kendra,
now, and if somebody came to me and was like, hey, can I date one of your exes that was my friend? I'd be like, no, that's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you stand in the way? Why would you guys stand in the way of your friend finding potentially finding happiness and love, though, even if it was with your ex? I'm just asking as a devil's advocate. Right?
See, because now you're going to make me.
Isn't that an interesting question, though?
Well, but if they're an ex, there's something that's going on. Something happened.
That's potential. So what Roy's saying is, like, you tell your friend he cheated, he's dirty, he doesn't shower, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Enough about
relationship didn't end up working, so I told her it wouldn't work, so she should have saved her friendship of 20 years versus over a dude.
Yeah, and I kind of feel very much like-minded for you. So if it didn't work out with you, why would it, you know what I mean? Why would it work out with them?
I'm telling you as a friend, don't do it. Right? I mean, that's what you could say. I'm telling you as a friend
Yeah, I could say that.
I've known you longer than you knew him.
This doesn't end well.
Did Mimi just give me good advice?
Yeah, I'm just listening to everybody.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.